Market Mantra, Mantra. Market Mantra. Market Mantra. Market Mantra. Market Mantra. Welcome to Market Mantra, the program in which we give you a complete update on the economic, business and stock market news of the day. I'm Arjun Chaudhary and with me is my co-anchor in Hindi, Harsh Ranjan.
Namaskar, hazir hain Market Mantra ke ek aur taza ank ke saath. Is karyakram mein desh videsh ki aarthik khabron ka jaiza lenge. Saath hi hum charcha karenge pramukh share bazaron ki. Aur aaj होली का दिन है, सभी श्रोताओं को होली की बहुत बहुत शुभकामनाएं. मार्केट आज होली की वजह से बंद रहे. शुरुआत करते हैं हेडलाइन से, सबसे पहले अंग्रेजी में.
India's foreign exchange reserves have surged by $15.26 billion to reach over $653 billion during the last week, according to RBI data. India is on the path to cross $800 billion in exports this year, reiterates Union Minister Piyush Goyal. And domestic stock market remain closed today in observance of the Holi festival.
भारत का विदेशी मुद्रा भंडार पिछले सप्ताह 15 अरब 26 करोड़ डॉलर बढ़कर 653 अरब डॉलर का हो गया. वाणिज्य और उद्योग मंत्री पीयूष गोयल ने कहा है इस वर्ष भारत का निर्यात 800 अरब डॉलर से अधिक का हो जाएगा. और घरेलू शेयर बाजार आज होली की वजह से बंद रहे. और इसी के साथ अपने गेस्ट को हम इंट्रोड्यूस करेंगे. AKB हमारे सीनियर जर्नलिस्ट आज के मेहमान है. बहुत बहुत स्वागत और होली की बधाई आपको.
In our top story, India's foreign exchange reserves surged by $15.26 billion, reaching over $653.96 billion in the week ending March 7, bolstered by RBI's currency swap operations last month. According to the weekly statistical supplement released by the RBI, foreign currency assets, a major component of the reserves, were up by over $13.93 billion to over $557.28 billion. During the last week, gold reserves rose by $1 billion, totaling over $74.32 billion. Also, special drawing rights increased by $212 million, reaching $18.21 billion. And the central bank's position in the IMF was up by $69 million, reaching over $4.14 billion. AKB, what are the reasons behind the, RBI suddenly finding all its currency assets going up in valuation? Is it in terms of just the valuation or has something been added? What has been the performance of the economy that's led to the up in foreign exchange reserves?
Well, it is not just the valuation change that is reflected in the higher numbers. It is also a function of the net accretion to foreign exchange reserves. The Reserve Bank of India's intervention in the market, which is mainly to stabilize the movement of the Indian currency in the market, has slowed down a bit in the sense that the rupee is finding its own level in a gradual way. The earlier pressure on the rupee has eased somewhat. Exports, particularly of the manufacturing goods, are showing an uptick. The services exports have done exceedingly well. So as a result, the pressure on the RBI's reserves is that much less.
Tell us about the currency swap operations, because about $80 billion was already spent by RBI in the intervention phase itself to ensure that the rupee was stable against the US dollar. But what are these currency swap operations?
Well, the currency swap operations are essentially instruments by which you insure against the fluctuations in your own currencies. It was at that time, it was a risky move. But over a period of time, it seems that the Reserve Bank of India's new management under the new governor is actually steering the entire operations quite effectively and efficiently. And you're not seeing too much of an adverse impact as was feared earlier. So currency swap operations are often taken whenever there is a pressure on the reserves. There is a pressure particularly on the Indian currency's value vis-a-vis the US dollar. Now, we experienced it in the last few months, and it seems that that pressure is easing somewhat, and the currency swap operation hasn't had that kind of a risk or adverse impact on RBI's ability to manage both its the exchange rate as well as the reserves.
And what about the U.S. tariff policy? How is that likely to impact India's currency reserves? So do you see it actually go up and not come down in terms of its CAD, the current account deficit?
The tariff, U.S. tariff moves, particularly on India right now, is so far it has been imposed to the tune of 25% on steel and aluminum items. And we do export almost around $8 billion of steel and aluminium to the U.S. Now, this will certainly be impacted. If all things remain the same, which is very, very unlikely because the U.S. presidency believes in springing surprises day after day. So if these things remain the same, and India's strategy on entering into a bilateral agreement, that remains there, and we meet the schedule, which is before the end of the current calendar year, I would imagine that the reserves will come under some pressure, but that pressure would be moderate because our exports will be hit to some extent. One has to stay on your guard, and this is an unusual global situation where talks about retaliatory tariffs being raised from this to that and to items are taking place.
Ultimately, the valuation of the rupee to the dollar is based on the dollar-dominated international trade. How do you see India navigating through that? You see all the free trade agreements working out, regional blocs, alliances, trades based on the local currency. Do you see that going up without pressurizing forex reserves?
Well, the free trade agreement, India has got a few free trade agreements. Now, that will, I think, go without any major change. The question is, can we enter into a new free trade agreement with the European Union? Can we get into a new bilateral trade agreement, which we understand will be multi-sectoral? It will be based on mutual considerations, mutual requirements. It will be beneficial on both sides. This is what the minister is saying. So if those things get concluded, I would say that we would have managed the fluctuations and the uncertainties quite well. But it is only a matter of time that we'll see how they pan out.
रिजर्व बैंक के गवर्नर संजय मल्होत्रा ने कहा है कि भारत ने नवीकरणीय ऊर्जा परियोजनाओं को प्राथमिक क्षेत्र ऋण में शामिल करके उन्हें वित्त प्रदान करने में अग्रणी भूमिका निभाई है. इससे जलवायु परिवर्तन के विरुद्ध देश की लड़ाई में तेजी आई है. नई दिल्ली में कल जलवायु परिवर्तन जोखिम और वित्त के बारे में एक संगोष्ठी को संबोधित करते हुए उन्होंने कहा कि विकासशील अर्थव्यवस्थाओं में केंद्रीय बैंकों ने अपने देश की परिस्थितियों को देखते हुए कुछ क्षेत्रों के लिए निर्देशित ऋण नीतियों को अपनाया है. श्री मल्होत्रा ने कहा कि देश में नवीकरणीय ऊर्जा परियोजनाओं जैसे सौर, बायोमास आधारित पवन चक्कियों और सौर ऊर्जा आधारित स्ट्रीट लाइटिंग प्रणाली और दूर दराज के गांवों में विद्युतीकरण परियोजनाओं को ऋण मंजूर करने के लिए प्राथमिकता वाले क्षेत्र माना गया है.
AKB, do tell us about the risk associated with renewable energy projects, because when you finance it, it has to be under a business model which yields a net profit. You're able to pay back your creditors. So what kind of a risk exposure are we looking at when the central bank gives priority sector lending to renewable projects, whether it's wind, solar, anything that is not based especially on the oil and gas industry?
Well, what is happening right now is that the green energy was outside the purview of priority sector lending for the banking sector. In other words, that the priority sector lending is to enjoy certain benefits, certain special concessional treatment. Now, inclusion of green energy into that sector would actually means availability of funds and credit to the sector will become better. So to that extent, setting up a green energy project, a renewable energy project, will to that extent will be easier and more cost competitive. You will probably remember that the union budget that was presented last month in February, you had a major focus on green energy, not only green energy, but also in other alternative forms of energy, including the singular modular reactor, nuclear energy, which is also considered green. If you look at it in a holistic way, the move towards alternative energy, less based on the fossil fuels, is actually a good thing. It also creates a kind of a circular economy, which is beneficial for the country and its economy and growth.
Renewable energy, jo hai harit urja bhi jisko hum keh rahe hain, kyunki market mantra program mein aksar hum share markets aur equity ki bhi baat karte hain. Ye pura ka sector jo hai. अभी चूंकि मार्केट गिरा हुआ है हमारे कई श्रोताओं के सवाल होते हैं कि किस सेक्टर में इन्वेस्ट करें चूंकि हम स्पेसिफिक शेयरों की बात नहीं करते ये सेक्टर कैसा रहने वाला है आने वाले समय में
देखिए जो आपने जो हरित ऊर्जा की बात जो की अगर निवेश के तौर से देखें तो ये एक दीर्घकालीन एक बेट कैसे कह सकते हैं आप पर कोई इमीडिएट रिटर्न्स उतने इतने जल्दी नहीं आते हैं पर लॉन्ग टर्म मीडियम टू लॉन्ग टर्म रिटर्न्स इसका एक अवश्य ही आएगा इसमें
पांच से सात साल
की अगर दृष्टिकोण से देखें तो जरूर इसमें रिटर्न्स आपके अच्छे होंगे क्योंकि इसके डिमांड भी बढ़ेगी इसकी जो ऑलरेडी जो काफी जो सोलर एनर्जी की जो वायबिलिटी है वो बियॉन्ड डाउट उसकी एस्टेब्लिश हो गई है तो मैं समझता हूं कि अगर निवेश की दृष्टि से देखें तो पांच से सात साल की अगर आप उसमें आप इसका
और एक आंकड़ा मुझे और भी याद आ रहा है कि ग्लोबल जो वार्मिंग है इसको 1.5 डिग्री तक ही सीमित रखने के लिए पूरी दुनिया में यह है कि वो अपनी एनर्जी कम से कम 30-35% रिन्यूएबल एनर्जी की तरफ जाएं
एकदम सही कहा आपने ये तो एक टारगेट है हालांकि हम ये टारगेट के काफी अभी दूर हैं विश्व की बात सोचे तो भारत ने जो अपनी टारगेट जो है जो नेट जीरो इमिशन की टारगेट है 2030 तक उसमें भारत की जो अग्रगति है वो सराहनीय है पर जो अगर आप विश्व में देखें अगर आप यूएस की ओर देखें यूएस ने तो जो क्लाइमेट चेंज की जो कमिटमेंट जो थी उससे ही उन्होंने पूरा उसको नकार दिया है तो जो विश्व का वातावरण जो है वो उतना अनुकूल नहीं है
जी
पर भारत की जो दिशा जो है वो साफ है ग्रीन एनर्जी की तरफ रिन्यूएबल एनर्जी की तरफ वो हमारी अर्थनीति के लिए हमारी समाज व्यवस्था के लिए हमारी क्लाइमेट और इकोलॉजी के लिए ये बहुत एक अच्छी एक दिशा है
In more news, India is on the path to cross $800 billion in exports this year, with a major share of services exports, reiterated Union Minister of Commerce and Industry, Piyush Goyal, during his address to the Export Promotion Councils, EPCs, and industry associations, the minister complimented the positivity among the exporter community and their optimism to convert the crisis that the world is facing today into an opportunity, allaying the concerns of industry with regard to the U.S., The ministers called on the EPCs to reflect on their strengths and share their demands and interests with the government for better engagement with the US. Reflecting on the reciprocal tariffs, he has cautioned the EPCs, the Export Promotion Councils, to come out of their protectionist mindset and encourage them to be bold and ready to deal with the world from a position of strength and self-confidence. The ministers assured that the government is working on overtime basis and will leave no stone unturned to ensure a good future for Indian exporters, both merchandise and service, and to protect the interest of the country. How do you see Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal's statement regarding the export market. How do you see our goods and services being export competitive? Are we looking at intellectual property development, R&D into it? What is he actually trying to address to the exporters at the EPC?
Well, I think the statement is welcome, because the statement not only underlines the need for promoting more exports, not only of goods, merchandise goods, but also of services. As a matter of fact, the share of services in the overall exports for the first time has actually crossed the 50% mark. So I think there's a revival in the exports market in the last couple of months, which is a good sign. That is very clear from this. But the more important and encouraging sign is the minister's focus and exhortation to industry and exporters to come out of their protectionist mindset, in the sense that instead of relying on tariffs to protect them, so that they can export more, the minister is clearly underlining the need for intrinsically to enhance their own competitiveness, so that they can export their goods and services to more markets in larger numbers, greater value. So that is the overall thing, the message that the minister is trying to say. And also, you cannot ignore the fact that this statement comes at a time when there are voices that are coming from different countries, particularly the United States of America, who says that India follows a high tariff policy. So I think in the context of all these three developments that I mentioned just now, these statements by the minister are very encouraging and welcome.
That's very interesting, because the US PPI, the Producer Price Index, which addresses inflation faced by businesses when they are procuring goods and services, for the month of Feb, has gone up by 3.2%. So clearly, prices are only going to be hiked as a result of this inflation. But just coming back to India, and I would like for you to also touch upon the IIP figures, especially manufacturing, because you're focused on, you're giving your statement on services, on manufacturing itself. IIP growth, your factory output has gone up by 5% for the month of January, as against 3.5% in December. So when you look at factory output like that, specifically like basic metals and electrical equipment, that's gone up by almost 22%, base metals 6.3%. How competitive are we in these growth sectors, not just in our domestic market, but in the export market?
Well, you know, the IIP numbers only refer to the domestic market production. They don't really give us a sense of how well are we doing on the exports front. Coming to your first point, on whether our exports are whether the PPI in the US will be bad news for the US. Yes, it will be bad news, because the PPI will very soon translate into a consumer price index increase, and that may affect their demand, and which is why there's a genuine fear in the US of some sort of a recession or a demand fall that might impact the economy. So that's not good news for the world's largest economy. Now, this will have an obvious impact on India's exports, because US is one of India's biggest market. So if the US economy is not doing well, we are connected with them. So therefore, that is also something that we need to keep in mind. The final point is that IIP numbers definitely show an uptick for the January number, and certainly it is an improvement from 3.5% or so in December to about 5%. But if you break it down, what you do see is this, that it is largely electricity-led. Manufacturing has done well. Manufacturing has come back to 5%. But still, if you look at the April-January figure, it is still hovering at around 4%. And the overall growth rate of industry in the April-January figure is still at 4% compared to 6% last year. And final point on the IIP, I would say, is that there are sectors that are doing reasonably well, but there's one sector which causes concern on the demand side, which is that the consumer non-durables, which is the perishable goods, there, that is still in the contraction phase, where there is growth is not taking place, which means people for daily consumption items are actually not buying more stuff. When I say daily consumption, which is the fast-moving consumer goods, they are not seeing an uptick. And that really points to a deeper problem of the demand-side problem in the Indian economy, and that needs to be addressed. So IIP does underline that concern area as well, which I'm sure the government will be addressing.
So you're talking about the use-based category, and the statements coming out is that our exports to the US may be hit, but the impact will be quite low. Nifty Metal has actually picked up. Why is the market pricing the valuation of base metal stocks so high?
That's because there's a general sense in the market that India will not seek recourse to any retaliatory tariff after the US decision to impose 25% tariff on Indian steel and aluminium items. Now, the very fact that the India has decided to go slow on retaliatory tariff and will rather try to conclude the bilateral agreement with the US as fast as possible actually given a sense of relief and stability to the market, which is why you see the metal index doing reasonably well.
वाणिज्य और उद्योग मंत्री पीयूष गोयल ने कहा है कि उन्होंने अमेरिका के व्यापार प्रतिनिधि जैमिसन ग्रीर के साथ पारस्परिक रूप से सकारात्मक द्विपक्षीय व्यापार समझौते पर एक सार्थक चर्चा की है. एक सोशल मीडिया पोस्ट में श्री गोयल ने कहा कि इस संबंध में सरकार का दृष्टिकोण इंडिया फर्स्ट, विकसित भारत और व्यापक रणनीतिक साझेदारी पर आधारित है. पिछले सप्ताह श्री गोयल वाशिंगटन के दौरे पर थे, जहां उन्होंने अमेरिका के वाणिज्य और उद्योग मंत्रियों के साथ व्यापार के मुद्दे पर वार्ता की थी. ये वार्ता इसलिए भी महत्वपूर्ण है क्योंकि भारत और अमेरिका की योजना द्विपक्षीय व्यापार समझौते पर बातचीत करने की है. इस पर छोटी सी एक टिप्पणी आपकी चाहूंगा. अमेरिका के साथ व्यापार बढ़ा रहे हैं, लेकिन जो ट्रंप की नीतियां हैं उस परिप्रेक्ष्य में हम कैसे देखें?
देखिए, जो ट्रंप की नीतियां जो हैं, अगर आप सारे विश्व की ओर देखें, मेक्सिको, कनाडा के साथ उनके जो संपर्क रहे, वहाँ पे एक रिटेलिएशन का एक रवैया गया गया है. अभी विश्व में अभी ऐसे दो देश हैं जिन्होंने रिटेलिएशन, जो प्रत्याघात जिसे हम कहेंगे, वो नहीं है, तो ऑस्ट्रेलिया और इंडिया.
जी,
तो इंडिया ने भी वही जो पथ अपनाया है कि रिटेलिएशन के परिवर्तन में हम एक एग्रीमेंट बनाएंगे, बायलैटरल एग्रीमेंट. और ये एक सकारात्मक एक रिस्पॉन्स है, और मैं समझता हूँ कि इससे लॉन्ग टर्म जो रिलेशनशिप की जो एक ग्रोथ के प्रॉस्पेक्ट हैं वो बेहतर होंगी. पर अभी तक जो डिस्कशंस में जो साफ आया है कि भारत और यूएस की जो बातचीत चल रही है काफ़ी गति से चल रही है, और मुझे लगता है कि इस साल कैलेंडर साल के ख़त्म होने के पहले शायद कोई ऐसा एग्रीमेंट हमारे सामने आ जाए जिससे कि भारत की जो निर्यात जो यूएस मार्केट के ऊपर काफ़ी निर्भरशील है, उस निर्यात में ज़्यादा कोई एडवर्स इम्पैक्ट ना आए.
In more news, in a move to boost India's mining sector, the Ministry of Mines, in collaboration with the government of Goa, has launched India's first ever auction of exploration licenses. Union Minister for Coals and Mines G. Kishan Reddy and Goa's Chief Minister Dr. Pramod Asavan unveiled the initiative at a landmark event in Goa. The auction will focus on 13 exploration license blocks covering critical minerals such as rare earth elements, zinc, copper and diamond. This transparent online bidding process aims to accelerate systematic exploration and reduce India's dependence on mineral imports. The event also featured the inauguration of the AI Hackathon 2025, which will explore mineral targeting through artificial intelligence. In a move to encourage private sector involvement, three private exploration agencies were awarded certificates during the event. Do tell us something about the new oil field exploration law. Apart from the ease of bidding for it being granted licenses under this process, how does it help those who are in this business?
Well, you know, in the exploration for minerals is very critical right now. In the sense that we are right now significantly dependent on imports of these minerals, particularly in areas like rare earth elements or zinc or copper or even diamond. Now, if we can expedite this process of license mining of these, license can be awarded through an auction, and since what you said is an online open bidding process, so there is transparency there. There is less scope for any corruption. So therefore, that will be a positive sign in itself. You are opening up a new sector. And number two is that you are also creating new avenues for investment, and not just investment from domestic players, but also hopefully from the foreign players. So at a time when foreign investment is not showing a great pace, probably the mineral sector and this licensing thing will help us get more investments into this sector.
घरेलू शेयर बाजार आज होली की छुट्टी की वजह से बंद रहे. डेरिवेटिव सहित दूसरे किसी भी तरीके का शेयर कारोबार आज नहीं हुआ. कल यानी गुरुवार को बाजार बढ़त के साथ शुरू तो हुए थे, लेकिन कारोबार के अंत में दोनों बाजार यानी बीएसई एनएसई गिर गए. बीएसई सेंसेक्स 201 अंक गिरा 73,829 पर कल बंद हुआ था, जबकि निफ्टी 73 अंक गिरकर 22,397 पर बंद हुआ था. मिड कैप और स्मॉल कैप में भी आधे प्रतिशत से ज्यादा की गिरावट रही थी. और बात कर लेते हैं एशियाई यूरोपीय बाजारों की. मिला जुला रुख रहा है एशियाई बाजारों में. हांगकांग का हैंगसेंग 2% बढ़ा. चीन के शंघाई कॉम्पोजिट इंडेक्स में 1.7% की बढ़त रही. जापान का निकेई सूचकांक 0.71% बढ़ा, लेकिन दक्षिण कोरियाई बाजार में 0.2% की गिरावट रही. सिंगापुर बाजार में कोई खास बदलाव नहीं हुआ. यूरोपीय बाजारों में बढ़त बनी हुई है. जर्मनी का डैक्स 1.6% की तेजी पर है. फ्रांस के कैक 40 में भी 1% से अधिक तेजी बनी हुई है. लंदन का फुटसी 100 आधा प्रतिशत मजबूती के साथ कारोबार कर रहा है.
वेरी ब्रीफली, द निफ्टी इज शोइंग इन द फ्यूचर्स मार्केट दैट इट इज लाइकली टू गो अप बाय 200 टू 300 पॉइंट्स मोर. डू यू सी द मार्केट, द स्पॉट मार्केट एक्चुअली रिफ्लेक्टिंग दैट नेक्स्ट वीक?
वेल, यू नो व्हाट वी आर सीइंग इज दैट द सेंसेक्स वैल्यूएशंस एंड द निफ्टी वैल्यूएशंस हैव रीच्ड अ पॉइंट व्हिच वाज सीन ओनली अबाउट 2 or 3 years ago. The post-COVID lows have been touched. So therefore, there is an expectation that it has reached a point where it might just come up. There are also many studies and reports which suggest that the Sensex and Nifty companies' earnings will be such that over a 6 months period, the returns would be fairly attractive. So it's fair to expect some improvement in the coming weeks.
From the US markets now, US stocks ended lower yesterday amid broad-based sell-off triggered by fear that the escalating tariff war between the US and some of its biggest trading partners could reignite inflation and tip the economy into recession. The Nasdaq composite shed nearly 2%, dragged by losses in technology and technology-related mega-cap shares. S&P 500 declined almost 1.4%, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 1.3%. In another development indicating an escalation in the trade war, the EU responded to blanket US tariffs on steel and aluminium by imposing a 50% tax on American whiskey, prompting the US president to threaten to charge a 200% tariff on imports of European wines and spirits. In the oil market, oil prices inched up today, recovering some of the losses from the previous session due to ongoing geopolitical risks. Brent crude was trading up over 0.7, up at $70.38 per barrel. WTI crude was also trading over 0.7%, up at $67.06 per barrel when reports last came in.
सोना बढ़त के साथ कारोबार कर रहा है. 10 ग्राम सोना खरीदने के लिए 88,940 रुपए देने पड़े. चांदी की कीमत में भी बढ़त बनी हुई है. 1 किलो चांदी की कीमत 1 लाख पार करते हुए 101,420 रुपए पर चल रही है. आज के लिए इतना ही, वक्त बिल्कुल खत्म हो रहा है. एकेबी, आप आए और आपने ढेर सारी बातें की, आपका बहुत बहुत शुक्रिया.
नमस्कार, धन्यवाद. थैंक यू.
एंड बिफोर वी क्लोज, अ रिमाइंडर ऑफ द हेडलाइंस. इंडियाज़ फॉरेन एक्सचेंज रिजर्व्स सर्ज्ड बाय $15.26 billion टू रीच ओवर $653 billion ड्यूरिंग लास्ट वीक अकॉर्डिंग टू RBI डेटा. India is on the path to cross $800 billion in exports this year, reiterates Union Minister Piyush Goyal. And domestic stock market remained closed today in observance of the Holi festival. And that's it in this edition of Market Mantra. For now, goodbye.
Namaskar.
Bye.